The next word is complex. This sentence demonstrates the use of the adjective. Složnyi. Složnyi, meaning complex. It's used to describe something intricate or difficult to understand. Эта задача очень сложная. Эта задача очень сложная. Breakdown. Эта. Эта, this, feminine nominative singular. Задача. Задача, task, feminine nominative singular. Очень. Очень, very. Сложная. Сложная, complex, feminine nominative singular. Pronunciation guide. Это. Это. Задача. Задача. Очень. Очень. Сложная. Сложная. Variations. Masculine. Сложный. Сложный, complex neuter. Сложные. Сложно, complex plural. Сложные. Сложная, complex. Translation. This task is very complex. English. Complex / stress complex / Russian. Сложный. Сложный, / stress SLOGNIRJ/. The next word is ride. The English word, ride, can be translated in Russian as ездить. Pronounced ездить, which is a verb meaning to travel by vehicle. It is a common verb and can be used with many different types of vehicles, such as cars, buses, trains, or bicycles. The verb ездить is conjugated like all verbs in the present tense in Russian, meaning the ending changes depending on who is doing the action. For example, I ride is Я езжу. Я езжу, you ride, is Ты ездишь. Ты ездишь, and he / she / it rides, is Он / она / она ездит. Он / она ездит. Here is an example sentence. English. I like to ride my bicycle in the park. Russian. Мне нравится ездить на велосипеде в парке. Мне нравится ездить на велосипеде в парке. Here is a breakdown of the sentence. Мне. Мне, to me, it is a dative case pronoun and indicates who likes riding a bike. Нравится. Нравится, it is pleasing, it is a verb in the present tense, third person singular. Ездить. Ездить, to ride, an infinitive verb, but it is being used in a verb phrase with the verb нравится. На, on, preposition that shows what is being ridden. Велосипед. Велосипед, bicycle, prepositional case. V in, preposition that shows where the person rides the bike. Парки. Park, park, prepositional case. English translation and pronunciation. Ride. Ездит. Pronounced, ездит. The next word is directly. / directly. The word, directly, can be used in Russian in a few ways, with slightly different meanings. 1. Directly, as in, directly opposite. Прямо. Прямо, directly, straight ahead, pronounced, прямо. Sentence. Дом находится прямо напротив школы. Дом находится прямо напротив школы. Breakdown. Дом. Дом, house, pronounced, дом. Находится. Находится, is located, pronounced, находится. Прямо. Прямо, directly, pronounced, прямо. Напротив. Напротив, opposite, pronounced, напротив. Школы. S-H Koli, school, pronounced, S-H-K-O-L-I. Translation. The house is located directly opposite the school. 2. Directly, as in, directly related. Непосредственно. Непосредственно, directly, immediately, pronounced, непосредственно. Sentence. Это решение непосредственно связано с предыдущими событиями. Это решение непосредственно связано с предыдущими событиями. Breakdown. Это. This, pronounced, это. Решение. Решение, decision, pronounced, решение. Непосредственно. Непосредственно, directly, pronounced, непосредственно. Связано. Связано, related, pronounced, связано. С, with, pronounced, с. Предыдущими. Предыдущими, previous, pronounced, предыду shimi. Событиями. Событиями, events, pronounced, событиями. Translation. This decision is directly related to previous events. 3. Directly, as in, speak directly to someone. Непосредственно. Непосредственно, directly, immediately, pronounced, непосредственно. Sentence. Я хотел бы поговорить с вами непосредственно. Я хотел бы поговорить с вами непосредственно. Breakdown. Я хотел. Хотел, wanted, pronounced, хотел. Бы. By, would, pronounced, by. Поговорить. Поговорит, talk, pronounced, поговорит. С, with, pronounced, с. Вами. Вами, you, pronounced, мамай. Непосредственно. Непосредственно, directly, pronounced, непосредственно. Translation. I would like to speak to you directly. Helpful tip. Прямо. Is the most common and straightforward translation. Непосредственно. Is more formal and emphasizes the direct connection or interaction. English word. Directly Russian translation. Прямо. Прямо, / непосредственно. Непосредственно. The next word is heavy. This. Тяжелый. Тяжелый. Рюкзак. Рюкзак. Слишком. Слишком. Тяжелый. Тяжелый для меня. Меня. Breakdown. This. Тяжелый. Тяжелый. Рюкзак. Рюкзак is too. Тяжелый. Тяжелый for me. Тяжелый. Тяжелый. This is the adjective meaning heavy. The ending changes depending on the noun it modifies. Тяжелое. Тяжелое, feminine, used to describe a heavy female person, thing. Тяжелое. Тяжелое, neuter, used to describe a heavy non-gendered object. Тяжелое. Тяжелое, plural, used to describe more than one heavy item. Рюкзак. Рюкзак. This is the noun meaning backpack. Слишком. Слишком. This means too, and it is an adverb that modifies the adjective. Для. Для. This means for, and is used to indicate who or what something is intended for. Меня. Меня. This means me, and is a personal pronoun in the accusative case. It is used when someone is the object of a verb or preposition. pronunciation. Tajoli. Tajoli. The O in the first syllable sounds like the O in hot. The E in the second syllable is silent. Rucksack. Rucksack. The Y sounds like the Y in yes. The U sounds like the U in moon. Slishkum. Slishkum. The I sounds like the E in sea. The O sounds like the O in hot. Dla. Delia. The sounds like the in farmer. Mina. Menya. The E sounds like the E in bet. The Y at the end sounds like the Y in yacht. Translation. This heavy backpack is too heavy for me. The next word is remove. The word remove in Russian is udalit. Pronounced udalit. The sentence could be Pajaruista udalitet at file. Pajaruista. Pajaruista, please. Udalitet. Udalite, remove, imperative form, second person plural, you all, or you. Etot. Etot, this. File. Fail, file. This sentence translates to, please remove this file. Here are some variations of the verb. Udalit. Udalit, that might be useful. Udalit. Udalil, removed, masculine past tense. Udalila. Udalila, removed, feminine past tense. Udalila. Udalilo, removed, neuter past tense. Udalili. Udalili, removed, plural past tense. English, remove Russian. Udalit. Udalit. The next word is conduct. The English word conduct can be used as a noun or a verb. In the sentence below, conduct is used as a noun and means behavior. It is in the nominative case and the subject of the sentence. The sentence is in the present tense. Поведение. Студента. Было. Неприемлемым. Повдене. Студента. Байло. Неприемлемым. Breakdown. Поведение. Повдене. Conduct, noun, pronounced, paroman 69ie. Студента. Студента. Student, genitive case, pronounced, студента. Было. Байло. Was, pronounced, байло. Неприемлемым. Неприемлемым. Unacceptable, pronounced, неприемлемым. English translation, the student's conduct was unacceptable. Key concept. Russian nouns have different forms depending on their function in a sentence. The nominative case, used for the subject, is the basic form. The genitive case, used to show possession, is formed by adding the ending a or I to the noun stem. For example, the nominative case of the noun student. Student. Is student. Student. But the genitive case is studenta. Studenta. Pronunciation tips. The stress in the word. Поведение. Поведение. Is on the third syllable. The stress in the word. Студента. Студента. Is on the second syllable. Variations. The verb, to conduct, translates as проводить. Проводить. pronounced Pravanite. The noun, conductor, translates as dirigeur. Dirigeur. Pronounced dirigeur. The next word is equipment. The sentence is This sentence means, we have all the necessary equipment to conduct the experiment. Breakdown of the sentence. UNAS. UNAS. This is a grammatical phrase meaning, we have. Unas. Yesteri. Yest. This means, to be, or, there is. Yest. Vesie. Fse. This means, all dot, visio. Enye obeha odeyemo ye. Nyokhajimaye. This means, necessary dot, neobhodimo. Obe oerude obe aenye. Abarudavanye. This means, equipment, oborudavani. Belya. Bla. This means, for, delia. Pero veye veye niya. Pravidyenye. This means, conducting, proves daniya. Eka espeye riemyentea. Experimenta. This means, experiment, experimenta. Key concepts. Gender in Russian. In this example, the noun obe oerude obe aenye. Oborudovanye. Is a neuter noun. So, it requires a neuter form of the verb yesteri. Yest. Which in this case is simply yesteri. Yest. The pronoun vesye. Fse. All, also agrees in gender. Cases in Russian. The word obe oerude obe aenye. Oborudovanye. Is in the nominative case. The word eka esperi emyentea. Experimenta. Is in the genitive case. It can be tricky to know when to use which case. It requires practice and understanding of declensions. Prepositions. The preposition delia. La. For, governs the genitive case. This means the word after delia. La. Should be in the genitive form. Variations of the word obe oerude obe aenye. Oborudovanye. Obe oerude obe ateyeri. Oborudovat. To equip, verb dot, oborudovat. Obe oerude obe aenyeru ikratkoye. Oborudovanye. Equipped, adjective dot, oborudovanye. Translation. Obe oerude obe aenye. Oborudovanye. Equipment, oborudovanye. The next word is otherwise. Hash hash otherwise. The word, otherwise, can be used to express an alternative, or a consequence. Example sentence. Yabu pashorna vichirinku. No yabayeyu. Spratinam suchaye. Yabu pashor. Breakdown. Ya. Ya. Ya, I, pronoun, pronounced, ya be yeru. Bu. By, would, particle, pronounced, be pe o sha yo el. Pashol. Pashol, went, verb, pronounced, pashol en a. Na. Na, to slash on slash at, preposition, pronounced, na me ye che ye eri en ka u. Vichirinku. Vichirinku, party, noun, pronounced, vichirinku no. No. No, but, conjunction, pronounced, no, ya. Ya. Ya, I, pronoun, pronounced, ya be o l ye u. Ba ye u. Bo li u, am sick, verb, pronounced, ba le u, ve pe ro te I ve no msl u che a ye. Spratinam suchaye. Viprotivnam Sukhi, otherwise pronounced Viprotivnam Sukhi, ya. Ya. Ya, I, pronoun, pronounced Yabayeru. B. By, would, particle, pronounced Bipeoshayol. Pashol. Pashol, went, verb, pronounced Pashol. Translation. I would go to the party, but I am sick. Otherwise, I would go. Key concepts. Conditional clauses. The sentence uses a conditional clause with Bayeru, would, to express a hypothetical situation. Particle Bayeru. The particle Bayeru is used to express hypothetical situations, possibilities, or wishes. Preposition, ve, and per ote ve no mslu ke aye. The preposition, ve, is used with per ote ve no mslu ke aye, to express, in the opposite case. Variations of VNHE, otherwise. Ve perote ve no mslucae, viprotivnam sukhi, is the most common and formal variation. INHE, inake, is a more informal and casual variation. English translation, otherwise. Inachi. Inake, pronounced inachi. The next word is title. The word title in Russian is Nazvanie. Pronounced Nazvanie. It is a noun, so it will change form to agree with the noun it modifies. Here is an example. Nazvanie knigi ochin' interesnye. Nazvanie. Title, this is the nominative case, so it is the subject of the sentence. Knigi. Book, this is the genitive case, so it is modifying the title. It is feminine and singular, so the ending of Nazvanie is changed to Ye. Ochin. Very. Interesnye. Interesting. The adjective must agree in gender and number with the noun it modifies, so it ends in Ye. Ochin. Very. This is an adverb, so it will not change. Translation. The title of the book is very interesting. Nazvanie. Nazvanie, title. Knibga. Naiga, book. Ochin. Ochin, very. Interesnui. Interesnui, interesting. The next word is extra. The word extra can be used in many different ways, depending on the context. Here is a simple sentence using the word extra in Russian. Я заказал дополнительную пиццу. Я заказал дополнительную пиццу. Breakdown. Я. I, pronounced like, ya, zakazal. Zakazal. Ordered, pronounced like, zakazal, zopolnitel yerienuyu. Dopolnitnuyu. Extra, additional, pronounced like, zaparelnitelnuyu. This is the accusative case, which is used for direct objects. It is important to know that the ending for the feminine form of this adjective is uu, but it is often shortened to u in colloquial Russian. The nominative form is дополнительное. Дополнительное. Extra, additional пиццу. Пиццу. Pizza, pronounced like pizzu. This is the accusative case, because it is the direct object in the sentence. The nominative case is pizza. 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 Translation. I ordered an extra pizza. Extra is dopolnitelnye. Dopolnitelnye. Pronounced like dopolnitelnye, masculine extra is dopolnitelnye. Dopolnitelnye. pronounced like daparelnitelnea, feminine. Helpful hint. It is important to learn the different forms of the word extra in Russian. You will hear it used in many different ways, so be prepared to use the right form for each situation. The next word is really. The word really can be used to express emphasis, surprise, or disbelief. It can be translated to Russian as действительно, pronounced действительно, or на самом деле, pronounced на самом деле, depending on the context. Here's an example sentence. Он действительно талантливый художник. Pronounced он действительно талантливый художник. Breakdown. On. Pronounced on, he. This is the masculine pronoun. Действительно. Pronounced действительно, really. This emphasizes the truth of the statement. You can substitute на самом деле, pronounced на самом деле, for a more emphatic tone. Талантливый, pronounced талантливый, talented. This is the masculine adjective form. Художник, pronounced художник, artist. Translation: he is really a talented artist. Key concept. The word действительно, pronounced действительно, is a very common and versatile word in Russian. It can be used in many different contexts, similar to the English word really. English really slash stress ri lengthened schwa li slash Russian. Действительно slash stress d mod j e small cap I s t v small cap I t small cap I l letter 2 b 9 n schwa slash or на самом деле slash r stress samum stress d mod j e l small cap I slash. The next word is executive. English. The company's executive team met to discuss the new marketing strategy. Russian. Исполнительный. Комитет. Компании. Собрался. Чтобы. Обсудить. Новую. Маркетинговую. Стратегию. Breakdown. Исполнительный. Исполнительный. Adjective, meaning executive, pronounced исполнительный. Комитет. Комитет. Noun, meaning committee, pronounced комитет. Компании. Company. I. Noun, meaning company, pronounced компании. Собрался. Собрался. Verb, past tense of, to gather, pronounced собрался. Чтобы. Чтобы. Conjunction, meaning in order to, pronounced чтобы. Обсудить. Обсудите. Verb, infinitive, to discuss, pronounced обсудить. Новую. Новую. Adjective, meaning new, pronounced новую. Маркетинговую. Маркетинговую. Adjective, meaning marketing, pronounced маркетинговую. Стратегию. Стратегию. Noun, meaning strategy, pronounced стратегию. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives agree in gender with the nouns they modify. Here, исполнительный. Исполнительный. Is masculine, agreeing with the masculine noun. Комитет. Comet at. Prepositional phrases. The phrase. Compagnie. Compagnie. Is in the genitive case, which is used after prepositions like. Ought. Ought. From. Or. La. Be liar. For. But it is not used after the preposition. Stobe. Ch. Tobe. Which uses the accusative. Infinitive verbs. The infinitive form of the verb in Russian ends in. Temmyak iznak. T. Variations. Isponitil. Isponitil. Noun, meaning, executive, pronounced, is ponytail. Isponat. Isponat. Verb, meaning, to execute, pronounced, is ponyat. English translation of the word. Executive Russian translation of the word. Исполнительный. Исполнительный. The next word is chair. The professor sits on the chair. Профессор сидит на стуле. Professor. Профессор. Sits. Сидит. On. На. Chair. Stuli. This sentence uses the third person singular present tense of the verb. Сидит. Сидит, which means, to sit. Notice that the ending of the verb. Сидит. Сидит, changes depending on, who is sitting. In this case, the professor is sitting, so the ending of the verb is. Yet. Yet. The word. Stool. Stool is a masculine noun, so the preposition. Na. Na is used. English. Chair Russian. Stool. Stool English. Professor Russian. Professor. Professor English. Sit Russian. Сидеть. Сидеть English. On Russian. No. No. The next word is expensive. This. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая, car is. Слишком. Pronounced, слишком. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая, for me. This sentence means. This car is too expensive for me. Here is a breakdown of the grammar. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая, is the feminine form of the adjective. Дорогой. Pronounced, дорогой, which means, expensive. You will need to remember this difference. There are three genders in Russian. Masculine, feminine, and neuter. Слишком. Pronounced, слишком, means, too, and functions as an adverb in this sentence, modifying. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая. The word order in Russian can be quite flexible. A simple statement can be rearranged without changing the meaning. In this example, слишком. Pronounced, слишком, is placed before. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая. You can also say, это. Pronounced, это, meaning, this. Машина. Pronounced, машина, meaning, car. Слишком. Pronounced, слишком. Дорогая. Pronounced, дорогая. Да. Pronounced, дилая, meaning, for. Меня. Pronounced, мня, meaning, me, and this would still mean. This car is too expensive for me. Key concepts to remember. There are three genders in Russian. And adjectives must agree with the gender of the noun they modify. The word order in Russian is more flexible than in English. English, expensive, expensive, Russian. Дорогая. Дорогая. The next word is sample. This is a sample response to illustrate the format and information you'll receive for each word you provide. English word. Sample. Russian sentence. Это. Hi. Просто. Hi. Образец. Hi. Предложение. Hi. Breakdown. Hi это, hi, is the subject of the sentence, meaning, this, in English. Hi это, hi, is a demonstrative pronoun that is used to refer to a singular object, or concept that is close to the speaker. Hi перо это, hi, is an adverb, meaning, simply, or, just. Hi перо это, hi, can also be used as an adjective meaning, simple, or, plain. Hi or beratse, hi, is the noun meaning, sample, in English. Hi or beratse, hi, is a masculine noun, and can be declined in different cases depending on its grammatical function in a sentence. Hi perjebelogenia, hi, is the noun meaning, sentence, in English. Hi perjebelogenia, hi, is a neuter noun, and can be declined in different cases depending on its grammatical function in a sentence. Is a period, marking the end of the sentence. Pronunciation. Hi это, hi, это, hi перо это, hi, просто, hi образец, hi, образец, hi перьебелогения, hi, предложения. Period. Translation. Hi это, hi, this, hi перо это, hi, simply, hi образец, hi, sample, hi перьебелогения, hi, sentence. Key concept. This sentence uses a very common sentence structure with a subject, an adverb, and two nouns. This sentence structure is quite versatile, and can be used to describe many different things. The next word is deliver. The courier will. Доставлять. Посылку. Tomorrow. Доставлять. Доставлять. To deliver. Посылка. Посылка. Parcel. Breakdown. Доставлять. Доставлять. Is an imperfective verb meaning, to deliver, and is used for an ongoing action. To make the verb perfect, you would use the word. Доставить. Доставить. Which means, to deliver, single action, completed, note. The stress is on the second to last syllable in both cases. Посылка. Посылка. Is a noun meaning, parcel, or, package. The sentence uses the future tense, which is formed by the word. Будет. Budget. Will be, plus the infinitive of the verb, in this case. Доставлять. Доставлять. The courier will deliver the parcel tomorrow. Translation. Курьер будет доставлять посылку завтра. Pronunciation guide. Доставлять. Доставлять. The in the first syllable sounds like the in father. The e in the second to last syllable sounds like the e in bed. Посылка. Посылка. The o sounds like the o in hot. The y sound is like the I in machine. The in the last syllable sounds like the in father. The next word is video. The word video, pronounced video, is a noun, and means video, in English. Here is a sentence using this word. Я люблю смотреть телевизор. Vidya. N-I-U-tube. R. Pronounced ya means I. Ublu. Pronounced ublu means love. Smutrit. Pronounced smutrit means to watch. Na. Pronounced na means on, and YouTube is a proper noun, pronounced just like in English. Translation: I love to watch videos on YouTube. Key concept: the word video is a neuter noun and takes the nominative case because it is the direct object of the verb. Smutrit. Variation: you can also use the word video in the plural form video, pronounced video, meaning videos. Pronunciation hints: the letter ye at the end of the word video is pronounced like the e in the letter, or is pronounced like the o in hot. The next word is connection. The word connection can be translated in Russian as svyaz, pronounced svyaz. Here is a sample sentence. U mena yest svyaz s etim chlovekom. U mena, pronounced u menya, means I have. Yest, pronounced yest, means there is. Svyaz, pronounced svyaz, means connection. S, pronounced s, means with. Etim, pronounced etim, means this. Chlovekom, pronounced chlovekom, means person. The sentence translates to I have a connection with this person. This sentence uses the nominative case of svyaz. Since it is the subject of the sentence, it could also be used in other cases depending on the context. For instance, Я чувствую связь с этим местом. Pronounced Я чувствую связь с этим местом, I feel a connection with this place. This uses the accusative case of связь, as it is the object of the verb чувствую, pronounced чувствую. Other ways to express connection in Russian include отношения, pronounced отношения, relationship. Контакт, pronounced контакт, контакт. Сообщение, pronounced сообщение, message. The choice of word depends on the specific context of your sentence. English-Russian word translations. Connection. Связь. Pronounced svyaz. The next word is primary. The word primary can be translated into Russian as первичный, pronounced первичный, or основной, pronounced основной. Let's break down a sentence using первичный. Первичная задача это обеспечить безопасность. Первичная. Первичная, primary, feminine form of первичный. To agree with задача. Задача. Задача, task. Это. Это, this. Обеспечить. Обеспечить, to ensure. Безопасность. Безопасность, safety. Translation: the primary task is to ensure safety. Key concepts. Gender agreement. In Russian, adjectives like первичный must agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Here, задача is feminine, so we use the feminine form of the adjective. Obfuscated. Colon, this verb is often used to express ensuring or guaranteeing something. Variations of Pirvichnui. Pirvichnui. Pirvichnai, primary, plural. Pirvichnova. Pirvichnogo, primary, genitive singular masculine. English and Russian translation with pronunciation. Primary. Pirvichnui. Pirvichnui. The next word is weather. Погода. Снегоденья. Прекрасная. Breakdown. Погода. Погода. Means weather. Сегодня. Сегодня. Means today. Note the stress in the word. Прекрасная. Прекрасная. Means beautiful or wonderful. It is the feminine form of the adjective. It is used here because погода is a feminine noun. Translation: the weather today is wonderful. Key concept: adjectives in Russian agree in gender, number, and case with the noun they modify. Variations of the word weather. Погода. Погода is the singular form of the noun. Погода. Погода is the genitive singular form. Погода. Погода is also the nominative plural form. Погодам. Погодам is the dative plural form. Погоду. Погоду is the accusative singular form. Погодой. Погодой is the instrumental singular form. Погодь. Погода is the prepositional singular form. English: weather, weather. Russian: погода. Погода. The next word is call. The English word call can be translated in several ways in Russian, depending on the context. Here is an example using the verb to call as a request to someone to answer the phone. Пожалуйста, ответьте на звонок. Breakdown. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста, please, pronounced P-Z-H-A-L-U-S-T-A. Ответьте. Ответьте, this is the polite form of the verb to answer. Отвечать, in the imperative mood. This is the verb you use when politely asking someone to do something, and it is conjugated to the second person plural form, you all. Pronounced at V-Y-E-T-I. Na. Na, on, upon, at, to, pronounced na. Zvonok. Zvonok, this is the noun for a call, or a ring, usually referring to a phone call. Pronounced Zvonok. Translation: please answer the call. Additional notes: the verb to call can also be translated as zvonit. Zvonit in Russian. For example, you can say Я звоню тебе. Я звоню тебе, which means I am calling you. Pronounced Я звоню тебе. Key concept: the choice of verb and conjugation in Russian depends on who you are talking to and how you want to address them. The imperative mood is used for requests and commands. Pronunciation guide: the stress in Russian words is marked with an apostrophe. The letters E and I are pronounced like the English E in bed and I in machine, respectively. The letter O is pronounced like the English O in hot. The letter A is pronounced like the English A in father. English-Russian word pairs. Call. Zvonok. Zvonok, answer. Отвечать. Отвечать, please. Пожалуйста. Пожалуйста. The next word is correct. The word correct can be translated into Russian in several ways, depending on the context. Here is a sentence using the verb. Собирать. Собирать, which is the most common translation of correct, and means to gather or bring together. Sentence. Я люблю собирать марки. Я люблю собирать марки. Breakdown. I pronounced ya. Люблю. Люблю, I love, pronounced люблю. Собирать. Собирать, to collect, pronounced собирать. This is the infinitive form of the verb, which means it's the base form of the verb. To use the verb in a sentence, you need to conjugate it, which means changing the ending of the verb to match the subject of the sentence. Марки. Марки, stamps, pronounced марки. Translation. I love to collect stamps. Variations. Собирать. Can also be used to mean, to assemble, or, to put together. For example, you could say, Я собираю мои самолеты. Я собираю model самолета, which means, I am assembling a model airplane. The verb. Собирать. Собирать can also be used to mean, to collect, in the sense of gathering something together. For example, you could say, Он собирал вещи. Он собирал вещи, which means, he was packing his things. Pronunciation notes. The R R sound in Russian is similar to the English R sound, but it is often pronounced with a slight trill. The Мяки знак. Soft sign, at the end of. Собирать. Собирать indicates that the preceding consonant is palatalized, meaning it is pronounced with a slight, y, sound. The stress in. Собирать. Собирать is on the second syllable. English and Russian translation of word. Collect. Собирать. Собирать, to collect. The next word is inform. The word inform in Russian is информировать. Информировать. The sentence. Профессор информировал студентов о предстоящем экзамене. Breakdown. Профессор. 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 This is the subject of the sentence, the one doing the informing. Информировал. Informed. Информировал. This is the past tense masculine singular form of the verb, inform. The ending, L, marks it as past tense. The ending, A, shows that the subject is masculine, in this case, professor. To make the verb feminine, you would use la, la. To make it plural, you would use li, li. Студентов. Students. Student of. This is the direct object of the verb, the ones being informed. Or. About. Oh. This preposition means about and introduces the information being given. Предстоящим. Upcoming. Предстоящим. This is an adjective describing the exam. The ending m indicates the nominative plural masculine form of the adjective, agreeing with the noun examine. Exam. examinee. This is the noun referring to the exam, the information being shared. This sentence means, the professor informed the students about the upcoming exam. Key concepts. Gender. Russian nouns and adjectives have genders. This impacts word endings. Verb conjugation. Russian verbs change their endings depending on who is doing the action, subject, when the action happened, past, present, future, and the number, singular or plural. Case. Russian nouns change their endings depending on their grammatical function in the sentence. Pronunciation tips. O. O. This sound is like the O in the word hot. I. A. This sound is like the E in the word bed. Ye. Ye. This sound is like the E in the word yes. English-Russian translation of the word. Inform. Informirovat. Informirovat. The next word is principle. This principle is based on the laws of physics. Этот принцип основан на законах физики. Breakdown. Этот. This, masculine singular, nominative case, pronounced like, этот. Принцип. Principle, pronounced like, принцип. Основан. Is based, masculine singular, past tense, passive voice of the verb. Основывать. To base, pronounced like, основан. На. On, pronounced like, на. Законах. Laws, plural, prepositional case of the noun. Закон. Law, pronounced like, законах. Физики. Physics, pronounced like, физикай. Key concepts. Основан. Is a common passive verb ending, and can be easily identified by the N. At the end. Законах. Shows the prepositional case of nouns. На. Is a common preposition that can be used with different cases depending on the context. Translation. Этот. This. Принцип. Principle. Основан. Is based. На. On. Законах. Laws. Физики. Physics. Pronunciation. Принцип. Принцип. Основан. Основан. Законах. Законах. Физики. Физикай. The next word is straight. The word, straight, can be translated into Russian in a few different ways, depending on the context. Here are a few examples. 1. Straight as in direction. Прямо. Идите. Прямо. Прямо. Прямо, straight, adv, slash, прямо, slash. Идите. Идите, go, imp, pl, slash, идите, slash. Прямо. Прямо, straight, adv, slash, прямо, slash. Translation. Go straight. This sentence uses the word. Прямо. As an adverb to modify the verb. Идите. This sentence is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. You can also use the word. Прямо. As an adjective. For example. Прямая. Линия. A straight line. Прямая. Прямая slash прямая slash straight, edge, fem. Линия. Linear slash linear slash line. 2. Straight as in honest. O-N. Честный. Че-е-ло-ве-е-ка. честный. Честный, straight, edge, mask, slash, честный, slash. Человек. Человек, person, mask, slash, человек, slash. Translation. He is an honest person. Here. Честный. Is an adjective meaning honest. It modifies the noun. Человек. The adjective. Честный. Can be declined by gender and number. The feminine form of the adjective is честная. Честная, and the plural form is честные. Честная. 3. Straight as in unbent. Согните. Руку. Прямо. Согните. Согнайте, bend, imp, pl, slash, sonite, slash. Руку. Руку, arm, slash, hand, ak, sing, slash, руку, slash. Прямо. Прямо, straight, adv, slash, прямо, slash. Translation. Bend your arm straight. The sentence uses the word прямо as an adverb to modify the verb согните. The verb согните is in the imperative form, which is used to give commands. The word прямо is used here to indicate a lack of bend or a straight line. Remember, the best way to learn how to use the word прямо is to practice using it in different contexts. You can use a dictionary to look up different translations and examples.